Rubber is also a very common allergen, which is naturally produced as a sap of a tree, Hevea brasiliensis. The latex is in the form of an aqueous liquid lichen consistency, which is then dried and coagulated to form the latex rubber. Synthetic rubber, that is nitrile and neoprene, is used in the form of gloves, rubber shoes, wetsuits. Industrially, it is used for the rubber tire in the rubber tire factories, electric tubes, rods, handles, then packaging, masks, swimming goggles, kneeling mats. It is also used as a clothing, as I mentioned, the wetsuits, rubber mattresses and pillows, and also in condoms. So clinically, it produces either a localized reaction or a widespread allergic contact dermatitis, in which the features would be typical of the eczema. It presents in the form of a hand dermatitis due to the rubber gloves. It mostly present in the form of eczema present on the dorsum aspect of the hands and also on the palmar aspect of the fingers, but it spares the web spaces. Similarly, when it presents with the shoe dermatitis due to the rubber shoes, it affects the dorsum of the foot, the soles, plantar aspect of the toes, but the instep and the web spaces is spared. Besides this, secondary dermatitis, purpuric lesions, EM-like lesions may also be present. The common sensitizers present in the rubber is the mercaptan mix, hyoram mix, black rubber mix and carbon mix. They can be used for the patch testing in various percentages in the petrolatum. So when it comes positive, the management would be to avoid contact with the rubber material, and instead of the rubber gloves, we can advise using cotton lined vinyl gloves.